This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian officials have said Russia's offensive in the east has picked up momentum, with several towns coming under intense attack, the AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian army spokesman Oleksandr Stupin confirmed the Russian military has been more forceful than in recent days. The enemy is increasing the pace of the offensive operation. The Russian occupiers are exerting intense firing in almost all areas. As bombs rain down on the eastern town of Severodonetsk, resident Lyubov Pavlivna curses the Russian invasion. "They're destroying not only our young guys, but they are also sending their own to die. I wish death to Putin and all of those around him." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited towns outside the capital of Kyiv. The towns show evidence of mass killings of civilians after Russia's retreat from the area.
"Wherever there is a war, the highest price is paid by civilians."
I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO is ready to maintain its support for Ukraine in the war against Russia for years, including help for Kyiv to shift from Soviet-era weapons to modern Western arms and systems. This according to Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Thursday. Britain's foreign minister appealed to Western allies to send tanks, warplanes, and heavy weapons to Ukraine. At the annual foreign policy address at Mansion House, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss urged Western governments not to worry about escalating the war, but to help Ukrainians in that time of need. Truss warned world leaders that they may regret not helping Ukraine defend its country against Russia, saying, quote, "Some argue that we shouldn't provide heavy weapons for fear of provoking something worse, but my view is that inaction would be the greatest provocation," end quote. This is VOA News. Most Americans believe the spread of misinformation about the war in Ukraine is a major problem, according to a new poll. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 61% of Americans see misinformation around Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a major issue, with only 7% disagreeing. Adults 30 and older were even more likely to call it a problem. About 57% say they think Putin has directed Russian troops to commit war crimes. Misleading social media posts, fake pictures or videos, and propagandized headlines have proliferated on social media since Russia's assault on Ukraine began, with even well-meaning users sharing false reports that bomb buildings and bodies left by Russian soldiers in Bucha were staged. Three-quarters of respondents fault the Russian government for advancing misinformation, but many, including a majority of Republicans, pointed to social media users, tech companies, and the news media as well. Jennifer King, Washington.
Turning to COVID-19 news, Moderna has taken a long-awaited step toward potentially getting COVID-19 vaccines to millions of the nation's youngest kids by this summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Right now, only kids 5 and older can get vaccinated in the U.S. That leaves some 18 million tots unprotected.
I think there is an important unmet medical need here with these youngest kids.
Moderna's Dr. Paul Burton says the company's asking the FDA to authorize its vaccine for them. Two doses, each a quarter the size of the regular dose. Pfizer's expected to soon announce if three of its even smaller doses work for little kids. The CDC says about 475 kids under 5 have died from COVID-19. Less than a third of youngsters from ages 5 to 11 have received two vaccinations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House announced Wednesday that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to South Korea and Japan next month to discuss economic and security ties with the leaders of those nations. The three-day trip will begin May 20th. Mr. Biden will meet first with incoming South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who takes office May 10th. Mr. Biden will then travel to Japan to meet with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio, as well as leaders of the so-called Quad group of countries that includes Japan, Australia, India, and the U.S. Britain must act to unilaterally overrule parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol if talks on overhauling post-Brexit trading arrangements are not rapidly completed, the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party told Reuters Thursday. Britain and the European Union have spent months trying to break a deadlock over how to remove many of the checks on goods coming from the rest of the United Kingdom agreed under the protocol. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials have said Russia's offensive in the east has picked up momentum. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.